Willkommen in Berlin Hauptbahnhof.
This is a Berlin story.
For the casual Görlitzer Park person watcher, lazily enjoying a sunny Saturday afternoon, there are many curious characters that adorn the landscape, vying for your attention. Punks and drunks and musicians and dealers and kids. For me, though, there's only one person who continuously catches my eye, and his name is the Don. Or at least I pretend it is. The Don of Frisbee is a permanent feature in the park's crater-like bowl, a sunbaked man in pre-wall denim with a mane of shoulder-length silver hair and sunglasses that hide half his face. Armed only with an unmarked blue Frisbee, he whiles away the hours tossing it back and forth with one of his many protégés. Unlike the other throwers, whose flashy gestures and overly complex combinations of grabs, tweaks, and tosses lead to frequent drops and dud throws, the Don is a model of controlled consistency, his routine smooth and dependable, with the occasional finger-twirl flourish added into his wind-up for fun. When not actively participating, the Don remains the dominant figure, quietly surveying his turf, watchful for potential threats or usurpers. While frisbee throwing is hardly an expression of coolness, the Don somehow manages to elevate it to an art form. Like some kind of modern disco bolus, he transforms what is essentially a naff hobby into an aesthetic expression of human fluidity, his movements as precise as possible, all in aid of his medium's ideal embodiment, a perfectly weighted and effortless throw where the frisbee is suspended in the air, the center of the universe, while the rest of the world spins around it. In Athens, he would have been revered. Here, he's just an anachronistic weirdo, but it's easy to imagine his widow-peaked forehead wreathed in laurels. In his way, the Don is symbolic of the kind of person that makes Berlin so colorful. Someone who has found their niche, however obscure, and whose only concern is to hone their craft, totally at peace with the fact that the end result may only be rewarding to themselves, and maybe a handful of others. Unsurprisingly, the Don is coolly dispassionate in relation to his own brilliance. Like the classically trained performer, he doesn't acknowledge his audience and never adjusts his style to gain further approval. All that seems to matter to the Don is rhythm, consistency, and repetition, repetition, repetition. One senses that he would prefer an isolated, specially pressurized lab environment in which to throw, where he could be alone with his work, if only it didn't take two to frisbee. Once, deliberately taking an indirect route out of the park so as to study him up close, I noticed that he was audibly buzzing. Initially, I was ecstatic, thinking that along with mechanical movements and creepy lenses for eyes, this proved my theory that he was at least part robot, some remnant of an experimental DDR athletics program gone astray, until I realized that he was wearing tiny headphones. Deflated, but somewhat relieved, I then figured he must be using the music to help him block out the world, as an oral aid to ensure focus. But then I considered the opposite. What if, in service of his attempts to achieve frisbee perfection, the Don had transformed what for him was once an act of carefree enjoyment into one of obsession, of compulsion, and the music is the only thing keeping him sane and human? We may never know. Perhaps, like the rest of us, he simply enjoys hanging out in the park. This is Ryan Ayers for Berlin Stories. For more, go to berlinstories.org.
Berlin Stories on NPR FM Berlin 104.1.